Good afternoon, everybody. It's Smyrny Outdoors here, otherwise known as Nina. This boo is for shed fanciers and parking hut dwellers across the nation, but especially for At Daylight Gambler. I started a parking hut introduction boo a couple of weeks ago, but unfortunately it was scuppered by how busy it was and I never got to finish it. So here is the parking hut boo mark two. It is Sunday, the 12th of May. The weather is pretty dire. It's very windy, as per usual here in the valley, and it has been raining. So in comparison to last Monday, which was bank holiday, to say it's dead is an understatement. So located as it is at the foot of the valley, it gets pretty cold around here. So this is a luxury parking hut. We actually have a little gas heater in here. I really must stop saying I think it's going to be quiet enough for me to be able to do a boo because it promptly got busy. Also, that lovely gas fire that I was talking about, it's gone out because the wind that's blowing through here when every time I open the door has blown it out. So, slightly less luxury. So, basically the parking hut is a shed, painted on the outside in gorgeous National Trust green, which is quite similar to British Racing green. And on the inside, we have a couple of chairs. We have some signposts that go out to direct people when the car park is full, which it was last Monday, absolutely full to bursting. I think we filled most of Church Stretton, which is the local town as well, and people were carrying in all their picnics and stuff. And apart from that, we've got a load of leaflets. There's a nice little window I can look out of to see if there's anybody coming. And, well, that's really it. It's a shed. What can I say? Got lots of hooks to hang up our high-vis jackets, because obviously when stopping traffic, it's necessary to have sexy high-vis jackets. So that's the tour of the inside of the parking hut. I'm going to leave the parking hut now. Step out into the cold, biting wind. It does feel a little bit like March, February time again. Not very nice. On the outside, there is a shutter that we can use to close up the window. Very sexy and functional. And I'm located about 20 feet from a stream that runs the length of the valley. From up at Lightspout Waterfall. I'm surrounded by lambs and sheep. There's lots and lots of gorse on the sides of the hill. And there is another car coming. I will resume. Oops, I almost accidentally treated you to a recording of my trouser pocket. That would have been interesting. Anyhow, so that is really the end of the parking hut, unless you want to know how it actually works here. Basically, we don't man the parking hut during the week because it's too quiet and it's not really worth it. We have pay and display machines up and down the valley. So the parking hut is occupied at the weekends and we tend to take payment for non-National Trust members to use the parking here at the hut. The parking charges are £3.50 during the summer months from March through till, I think it's October. And then in the winter it goes down to £2.50. So there you go. The mechanics of parking at Carding Mill Valley. While I'm here, and I still have a couple of minutes left to go, I just want to echo something that Pilgrim Chris was talking about in one of his recent boos. With regards to Duke of Edinburgh Award expeditions and the degree to which the kids are prepared for a weekend out on the hills. I completely agree with Chris. I think schlepping 15 kilo packs and more when you're only a teenager is not good. Also, the level of equipment, the degree of the equipment that they bring with them is shocking sometimes. I've seen some real shockers in the last couple of months which have really surprised me, I have to admit. a couple of weeks ago, when there was still snow up on the Longmynd, I was talking to a supervisor who was regaling me with a story about a girl who had arrived for her D of E without a sleeping pad and without a survival bag. And the group were aware of this before she set off, and they still let her set off. And I find that shocking. It was well below minus, still snow on the ground, and she was going to be camping out for 2 nights. Needless to say, by the time she got back on the third day, she was close to hypothermia. Also, I've seen kids going up with stuff in carrier bags, and one guy going on his trip with all his stuff in a duffel bag with the handles over his shoulder. I know that, well, I hope that this level of preparation is in isolation, but I'm seeing more and more of it, and it makes me quite sad because I don't think those kids will ever want to go back out into the great outdoors. It's a real pity. That's me come to the end of my time. I have waffled enough, and I will post this boo as soon as I've got enough signal. And Phil at Daylight Gambler, enjoy.